Psalm chapter 1 and verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight, does anybody delight in the law of the Lord? And in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Verse 4, it says, the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. I preached to you today on this subject, when the wind blows. When the wind blows. Would you ask God to speak to our hearts? Thank you, Jesus, for your word, for your presence, for how you're moving here today. We pray that your will be done in every life, in every heart, in every family, that you would minister in a special way. We give you all the praise and the glory for what you want to do. And God, we receive your word in our hearts today in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Would you just lift your hands to the Lord one more time and just thank him? Lord, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your power, God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God, what a blessing to feel your touch, to feel your moving of your spirit, to feel that wind blow in this house today. We give you the praise and the glory, Jesus, for what you want to do. Amen, amen. God bless you. You may be seated. In the 1870s, shipments of wheat and flax seed all the way from Russia brought a curious plant over the seas to South Dakota. The Russian thistle, or as it's better known, the tumbleweed, has now spread across the western states. Tumbleweeds have become a real symbol of the West and are often used to demonstrate the wide open spaces that make up many of those states. Interestingly enough, tumbleweeds can grow to be as big as a small car, and they can wreak havoc on crops and property. In the late 1930s, the story was told of a very small town in Arizona that was completely overrun with tumbleweeds. As the story went, well, apparently several chickens were smothered and the town site had to be abandoned. But actually, with further research, I found out that story's not true. Okay. However, tumbleweeds can definitely be troublesome to deal with. The whole tumbling thing is how the plant disperses its seeds. When the thistle matures, it dries up and it snaps off from its roots and it waits for the wind to give it a ride. The tumbleweed can produce up to 250,000 seeds that go flying off as that dried plant tumbles along, fully guaranteeing that there will be even more tumbleweeds in the future. As far as we know, tumbleweeds are not really useful for much, except for Western folklore, and they can actually cause much frustration to property owners. They just grow and they die, and with no roots to hold them, they go wherever the wind takes them. That's the life of a tumbleweed, carried along at the whim of the wind. A few years ago, we were privileged to chaperone a missions trip to the Netherlands and Europe. It was an absolutely incredible trip. It was so life-changing for all of us. And of course, you can't go to Holland without seeing windmills. Windmills. Windmills are very instrumental in draining the land within the dike system there in Holland. The word Netherlands, it literally means the lower countries. The lower countries. Think about this today. Only 50% of the land in Holland is more than 1 meter above sea level. Only 50% of their country is over 1 meter above sea level. And so over the years, they have reclaimed about 17% of their country's landmass from what was previously covered with water. And the windmill was quite instrumental in that process. Beyond functioning as a pumping system for water, windmills are also used as wind turbines to generate electricity. They're used as the power source for cranes and other machinery, as well as for paper mills, threshing mills, and sawmills, all powered by the force of the wind. The lifespan of a windmill can be quite long. In the Netherlands, we saw some that were probably hundreds of years old. There is one windmill in the province of Gelderland that is actually at least 566 years old. There are other windmills around the world that are very old, one in Iran today that is over 1,000 years old. What is the difference from a tumbleweed to a windmill? I ask us here today, what will we be when the wind blows? Will we be like the tumbleweed with no foundation, with no real direction, just carried along wherever the wind takes us? Or like those old windmills, will we be grounded and steadfast? Will we be long-lasting and transforming the power of the wind that comes into something that can produce good? Is our root system secure enough to hold when the wind blows? Are we built on a sure foundation? Are we really in the church? Not just around the church, not just involved with the church and just touched by a little by the church, but are we in the church so that our life can produce a lasting result even when the winds of time push through? I don't know about you, but I want to be a windmill, not a tumbleweed. I want to be grounded in truth. I want to have a long-lasting legacy, something that is sure, something that lasts, a life that is grounded in the Word of God, that is steadfast in the face of trouble and danger. What will we be when the wind blows? Much is revealed about someone when the wind blows through. For some, they're solid. They're not shaken. It's not that they don't ever struggle, but like that old windmill, you know where you'll find them even when the wind blows. Faithful, steadfast, they just keep working away through the storm, producing something good through the gust of wind as they blow. For others, perhaps they're more like a tumbleweed. When the wind blows through, you just don't know where you'll find them. They're not dependable. They're not grounded. They're here and there and everywhere. They're carried along by whichever direction the gust of wind may take them. What will be revealed about us when the wind blows through? Will we be found to be faithful? Will we have the strength to stand? Hey, will our life be blown listlessly through life? Will it never sink any real roots and never be fully committed, just here for a little while and until the first wind and the first gust of wind blow through? What will be revealed about our life when the wind blows? In our text, Psalms chapter 1, verse 4, it speaks of the ungodly being as the chaff. It says, "The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away." John, prophesying of Jesus to come, said in Luke 3:17, "Whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor, and will gather the wheat into his garner, but the chaff he will burn with fire unquenchable." If we will study the biblical times, it reveals much that is lost upon our society today. You see, the work of the field was mostly done during that day and during the daytime, the daylight hours. It was in the evening hours, however, that the threshing floor was most busy. As the sun sank, the western winds would begin to blow off of the Mediterranean Sea, and the winds would sweep up over the highlands and across the threshing floor where the trampled grain lay. The workers would then toss the harvest into the air, and as the wind would blow through, it would drive away the chaff, and that part of the harvest that was unusable, that part which grew along with the grain yet itself was useless. And as the wind blew away the chaff, that grain would fall back to the floor, and the wind would carry the chaff over to the side of the threshing floor, where a bonfire was its destiny. You see, the destiny of the grain was a barn, where it was saved until it was used. It had a purpose. It was valuable. But the destiny of the chaff was to be burned in the fire. Today, we must realize that the wind reveals the chaff. I tell you today, the wind is going to come. The wind is going to blow through each and every one of our lives, and storms will take place, and trials will happen, and the wind reveals what we are made of. I pray today that we would be revealed to be grounded and have some roots, to be built solid, to stand firm through the wind. Let us be revealed, O God, to be faithful, to be pleasing unto you. As a young pastor several years ago, I can remember struggling with the fact that I could never get a certain family to fully commit to the Lord. And they were involved with the church in some respect. They gave financially here and there, and they came to services when it was convenient. But they had tremendous talent, and I felt the calling of God was upon them. There was ability, there was great potential there to be used in the kingdom of God. And our church really could have used their commitment at that time. And I remember doing my best to get them on board and visiting with them on the phone and stopping by their house to make those connections. But no matter what we tried, they would never commit to truly being in the church. And I really struggled with it. I can remember calling an elder pastor and visiting with him about my frustration. And he related to me how he used to struggle with the same thing, the same frustrations over people in their church, until an elder pastor had told him about structure and scaffolding. Structure and scaffolding. Those of you today that deal with construction and building, you understand about structure versus scaffolding. When a construction project is going up, they will begin to build that structure. Structure consists of the foundation and the support beams and the concrete and the bricks and the mortar of that construction. The parts there that are going to last because they're permanent. They're a part of the permanent structure. They're going to remain throughout the life of that structure. As that structure grows up, they also build a network of scaffolding around that structure. And the scaffolding enables them to work on the structure. It assists them in building it. And really, if you watch the construction, the structure and the scaffolding around it, for some time, they're inseparable. Seems like they're being built together and that they're both part of the building, but structure remains while scaffolding is removed. Structure and scaffolding. That elder pastor shared with me that some people are structure. They're solid. They're part of the foundation of the church. They're a pillar that can be counted on. They're going to be faithful. They're there for the long haul. They're part of the structure of the church that's going to remain, while other people are just scaffolding. They come to services. They may help a little in the building of the church. They may bring visitors at times. They may give some finances and they help to fill the house on Sundays, but they resist ever truly being assimilated into the structure of the church. You can count on them always. You can't count on them always being there, but they're part of some things, but they're not really faithful, and they're not really people that you pastor, and they're not really people that you work with because they're not fully committed. They're scaffolding versus structure. God help us today, because as he's building his church, let us not just be scaffolding, but let us be part of the structure. Let us be committed. Let us be faithful. Oh, let us be something that is going to remain. Help us to sink those roots into something that's going to stand the test of time, the apostolic church. Jesus said, we heard it this morning, Matthew chapter 7, verse 24, therefore whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. We have to realize today that the wind is a given. The wind is a given. Trials, they're going to happen. Storms are going to come, but we determine our response when the wind blows. We determine if we're going to be as a tumbleweed, or will we be a windmill? Will we be blown by every change and test, scattered here and there without any foundation? Or are we going to be solid through the storm and faithful through the testing of life? I tell you today, the wind reveals the chaff. What will it reveal in you? What will it reveal in me? I pray that there will be a sure foundation. I pray that there will be something in us that says, I'm not giving up. I'm going to serve the Lord with everything within me. I'm going to be faithful. I'm going to be trustworthy. God, you can depend on me. Isaiah wrote in chapter 28, verse 16, therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. Another translation says it like this: whoever believes should be unshakable. Whoever believes should be unshakable. When we're built on a sure foundation, when we put everything we have into living for the Lord, when we make him number one in our lives, we're building on a sure foundation. We're building on a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, and we have the power to be unshakable. What will be revealed about us when the wind blows? I'm preaching to some today in this house that you've had a little wind blow through your life. You faced a few storms. You faced a few trials. And there's some of you here right now, you're thinking, yeah, you're talking to me. I'm going through a little wind. I'm going through a little storm. I'm facing some trials in my life. But thank God for a sure foundation. Oh, we realize today we can never make it alone. We can never make it on our own strength. Oh, we can never last by ourselves. But if we're standing on the rock, Christ Jesus, it's his power that keeps us. It's his strength that holds us. It's his word that's a sure foundation through the winds of life that blow against us. Oh, thank God for that sure foundation. Hallelujah. Oh, the wind reveals the chaff. I pray today that we're not like the chaff which the wind driveth away, but Lord, help us. Help us to be like that tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth fruit in the right season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. I want to be like that tree planted by the river of water, planted in the things of God, grounded in truth, receiving the blessings and the nourishment that God wants to bring us, so that we're strong through the storm, so that we can stand the test of time. Hallelujah. What will you be when the wind blows? Yes, the wind reveals the chaff. But we also must realize the work of the wind. You see, the wind brings the move of the Spirit. When Pentecost came to the upper room, the disciples heard a sound like a rushing mighty wind. We read in Acts chapter 2, verse 1 through 4, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with tongues, other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. It was a sound like a rushing mighty wind. Then they saw the flickering flames of fire as the Holy Ghost fell. The outpouring of God's Spirit on the day of Pentecost, it was marked by a great wind. And even today, it's still that same wind of the Spirit that brings the moving of the Holy Ghost, that brings the moving of God's Spirit. Come on, somebody today, you need to let the wind begin to blow through your life. You need to let the wind of the Spirit begin to pick up in your circumstance and in your trouble and in the test of life. Come on, let it blow through this house. I pray that it would blow in the moving of the Spirit would minister. Don't you run from the wind, but realize today that the wind of the Holy Spirit moves and it blows and it works and it blesses. You don't run from that wind, but realize if we're grounded, if we're standing on a sure foundation, then that wind is only going to reveal some things about us. And if we can stand through the test of time, then God is going to bring blessings through His Spirit. As that wind blows, as this preacher preaches today, I pray it would be like Ezekiel. Oh, in that day, as the prophet preached to a valley of dry bones, God's word describes it was a valley full of dead, dull, dry bones. And God's word, Ezekiel began to preach the word of God, and the wind began to blow. And as he preached, those bones started coming together. There was a miracle, there were signs and wonders, and they came together and they came back to life, and they became an exceeding great army. Harvest today, let the wind of the Spirit begin to blow through our lives. Let it blow through this place. I pray that brokenness would be healed. I pray that that which was destroyed would be put back together by the Spirit of God. Let those things that have been dry and empty, let them be full of the Spirit today and bring forth fruit. Let the wind of the Spirit move upon us and bring the power of God to this house today. Those of you that were here for prayer last night, there was a wind that began to blow. It started with prayer, and there was a great time of prayer, and then there was a time of worship where all of a sudden there was a wind that began to blow through this house, and there was an atmosphere of faith that began to sweep through here, and I believe it was just a foreshadowing of what God wants to do in this place today. I feel like He's wanting His wind, that wind of the Spirit, to blow and to touch every life, to minister to every home, to touch every situation, to move in a mighty way. Come on, if you're here and you need a breakthrough, if you need healing in your body, if you need hope in your situation, why don't you let the wind of the Spirit bring a refreshing to you right now? Is there anybody, you just lift up your hands and God say, let that wind begin to blow through my life. Let it begin to blow. Let it begin to minister to my spirit. Let it bring your power to this place. Lord, let it create an atmosphere of faith in this house. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. When the wind blows, it reveals the chaff. When the wind blows, it brings the moving of God's Spirit. And as the wind blows, it cleanses our life. Yes, the wind cleanses. In New Age and humanistic teachings on religion, there's a practice of, they call it cleansing one's aura with the wind. And now, I've not tried this. I don't plan to try this, but they literally teach people to stand outside on a windy day and stretch their arms out and just let the wind blow away the troubles and take away negative energy and replace it with positive energy. I don't put much stock in that, but I do believe today in the moving of God's Spirit. I do believe today that as the wind of the Spirit blows through, that we can lift our hands to the Lord. And I believe that the moving of that Spirit can begin to minister to our life. And there's some negative things perhaps that we've been dealing with, some trials and some troubles and some sickness. And I believe that the Spirit of God can begin to blow and minister through our life. It can drive away fear and trouble and pain and can begin to refresh and begin to renew and begin to bless and heal. Hey, I want to tell you, it's not just any wind, but it's the wind of the Spirit of God. It's the wind of the Holy Ghost. And we need it blowing in our lives today. We need it blowing through this place today. Because some of you have been dealing with some pain and you've been carrying some heartache. But God wants to let His Spirit to begin to blow and to minister and refresh and heal and deliver you today. There's nothing like the power of the Holy Ghost. There's nothing like the power of His Spirit. There's no medicine that can compare. There's no high that can even compare. It's something special when the Holy Ghost begins to move and you feel it down in your heart and you feel it in your soul. And something changes, and bondage breaks, and healing comes. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody say, let it blow through this house. Let your Spirit move. Let your power fall. I need that refreshing. I need that Holy Ghost power. I need your touch, oh God. Or somebody, you just stretch your arms out right and you say, Lord, let the power of the wind of your Spirit begin to blow through me. Let it begin to minister to my family. Let it bring refreshing to my life. Let it be a refilling in my heart today. It's been too long since I've been full of the Spirit. It's been too long since I spoke in tongues. Lord, I pray that you would let there be a refreshing today. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you read the account of the children of Israel in Egypt, the plagues that God brought upon the Egyptians, one of the plagues that covered the land, it covered the land with locusts. But then God allowed the west wind to blow. And the locusts were blown away and drowned in the sea. I believe in my spirit today, God wants that same wind to begin to blow through this place, to blow through this church, to blow through families here today, and to let that wind begin to do a work today, to let that cleansing breeze of the Spirit of God deliver us from some of the things that torment us. Come on, let it blow away sickness. Let it blow away disease today. Let it drown those things that would seek to destroy us. Let it drown those things that would try to destroy the harvest that God wants to give us today. Come on, let the wind of the Spirit blow right now. Is there anybody here, you've been carrying some stuff that you're not meant to carry? You've been fighting some battles that you weren't meant to fight, but you're carrying those things. I wonder if the wind of the Spirit could begin to blow right now. It would take some of those things away that we're not meant to hold on to. Come on, there's some bitterness, there's some hurt, there's some pain, there's some things, some loads that we carry at times. But if we would just turn loose, it would be like the chaff that would be carried away. It would be blown away and God would bring refreshing and God would bring blessing to our life. But we've got to turn loose of some things today and let it fly away with the wind. Come on, would you pray that prayer, Lord? I release some things in the Spirit right now. I don't want to hold on to that bitterness anymore. I don't want to hold on to that hurt anymore. But God, I pray that you will let the wind of the Spirit blow. Let it cleanse my life. Let it take away the chaff that's not meant to be, Lord. Let it deliver me today. What will we be when the wind blows? Ephesians 4 and 14 challenges us that we be henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. I tell you today, it's not time to change our doctrine. It's not time to change our foundation this foundation of Jesus Christ, it has stood the test of time. The apostles' doctrine of salvation, of holiness, of separation from the world, of clean living, this foundation has stood. Let's not change the foundation. Let's not be tossed to and fro and carried by every wind of doctrine that's blowing through our world today. But let's be founded on the Word of God that's been settled forever and ever and ever. It's a foundation that's going to stand. What will we be when the wind blows? James 1 and 6 tells us, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. He goes on to say that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Somebody today, you don't need to be double-minded. You don't need to be tossed to and fro, but you need to make up your mind that you're going to live for the Lord. Come on, it's not something to put off until another day. It's not something to even question today, but give your heart to Jesus Christ. Make up your mind. Don't be double-minded, but say, hey, I'm in this. I choose. I'm not going to just be scaffolding, but I'm going to be part of the structure of what God's trying to build. I'm going to let him move and work through me. I'm going to be something that's going to remain. John chapter 3, verse 5 through 8, Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. I want to tell you today, we don't control the wind. We don't control the wind. Amen. God is in control. After Jesus had calmed the storm by speaking to it, we read of the disciples in Mark chapter 4, verse 41, and they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? I tell you today, God controls the wind. His Spirit blows where he wants and how he wants and in the degree he wants it to. And we don't always understand it. And sometimes we want to control the moving of God's Spirit. But I want to tell you, it's not under our control. It's not under our standards or our expectations. That's not how God works. But when we're grounded in truth and when we're steadfast in the Word of God, then we don't have to worry about how the wind blows, but we can cling to our foundation and we can ask God, Lord, let your wind blow. Let it blow through our lives. Let it blow through our services. Let it blow through our hearts. God, I'll do what you want me to do, but Lord, you just let it blow however you choose. Take away the chaff. God, bring refreshing as you will. In closing today, I ask you, what will you be when the wind blows? What will you be when the wind blows? We live here in close to Tornado Alley. There's times that the wind blows. When we first moved here, there was a storm came through, and I slept right through it. Sister McCoy said, I heard some sirens or something. The next day we realized there was a tornado somewhere in the area. In Texas, we don't have so much tornadoes, but we had hurricanes. You may go 5, 10 years or longer without a hurricane. And so, in certain areas, there would be houses that needed repair. There would be things that had kind of been let go. Fences that needed to be strengthened. Roofs that really probably wouldn't hold up to a storm, but they didn't have many storms, and so it kind of kept the water out. But every 5 or 10 or 15 years, there'd be a hurricane come through. And all those areas of town that city inspectors had been trying to get to repair, it took care of it. Sadly, many would lose their homes, would lose their belongings. Some lost their lives. But there's a cleansing power to the storm. Sometimes in the midst of a storm, there's change that comes to us. Who is it that controls the wind? Who is it that speaks and the wind blows or speaks and it silences? Who is it that gave you life? Who is it that breathed the breath of life into us and knows everything about us? Who is it that knows the number of hairs upon each one of our heads? Who is it that's in control? It's not me. It's not you. It's Jesus Christ, our Lord. And so today I realize that the wind may be blowing through some of our lives and the storm may be there and the testing of the trial may be coming, but I want to tell you today, if you're in the hand of Almighty God, if you're trusting the Lord, then He controls what comes and He controls what goes. And we learn to stand fast in Him. We learn to stand the test of time. We learn to stand upon the promises of the Word of God. And He brings to us what He wants to bless us with. And He takes from us the chaff that He wishes to drive away. But in the end, we can be a foundation that stands. We can be something that brings glory to God and for the work of the kingdom. Would you stand with me today? What will you be when the wind blows? Will we be a tumbleweed carried along at every whim, tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine that comes? Or will we be a windmill solid, that's sure, that's grounded? So as that wind blows through our life, it produces something of value. We need the wind of the Spirit to move here today. Right now, I wonder if somebody could make up their mind, Lord, I'm going to live for You. I'm going to serve You with my whole heart. There's not going to be any questions anymore, God. It's not going to be one day I'm in and one day I'm not. Lord, I'm going to get in this with everything within me. I'm going to be grounded in truth. I'm not going to be like the scaffolding, but I'm going to be a structure. God, You can depend on me. Pastor, You can depend on me. I'm going to be faithful to church. I'm going to be faithful in giving. I'm going to be faithful in my devotion times. I'm going to be grounded. Perhaps someone today is feeling the effects of a storm. And you don't know exactly how the outcome is going to be, but you just have enough faith to say, God, I'm not in control of this wind, but I know who is. And whatever attack the enemy may bring against me, he has to first get past You. And so, Lord, today in the midst of this storm, I'm going to stand fast. I'm going to stand upon the promises of the Word of God. And more than just trying to run away from the wind, Lord, I'm going to just kind of receive it today. And I'm going to open my arms to You and I'm going to say, Lord, God, You know. And I pray that You will let the wind of the Spirit begin to blow through my life. Let there be a cleansing power, God. Let it reveal some things about my heart. I pray, God, that You will blow the chaff away so that I can be what You want me to be when the wind blows. I wonder if we could find a place of prayer here today and let God minister. And let our hearts be open to what he wants to do right now. Would you pray? Would you open your heart to the Lord? Would somebody say, God, I need you. I don't want to leave here the same way I came. But Lord, I pray that you let that wind blow through my life right now. I pray that you'd reveal some things about me. I pray, God, that you will blow some chaff away. Help me, Lord, to stand fast through the storm.